If you would, turn with me in your Bibles to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and we will begin reading in verse 12, and we will read to the end of the chapter and book this morning. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12. This is God's holy word. But we request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord and give you instruction, and that you esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Live in peace with one another. We urge you, brethren, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone. See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all people. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit, do not despise prophetic utterances, but examine everything carefully. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely. And may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I adjure you to, by the Lord, to have this letter read to all the brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. That is God's word. Now this last section of the first book of Thessalonians ends with a word concerning how the Christian ought to live. Firstly, in view of your salvation in Christ, you are to verse 13, show honor and esteem to your elders. Very highly, it says, because of their work. Elders, you are to diligently labor among the body. Verse 14 says to admonish the unruly. When you see a brother or sister in Christ living a disorderly life or in sin, go to them and admonish them with the word, or give them the word, in other words. Encourage those who are disheartened and struggling with their faith. Help those who are weaker in body and in spirit. In all cases, you must be patient. Patient as it has to do with them coming to salvation, and patient with them as it has to do with their sanctification or their cleansing from sin. Also, you must seek in all situations your neighbor's good and all people's good, not repaying evil for evil, for the Lord says, vengeance is mine. Let's be good and to love. You are to love and testify of God's goodness and love. With that, you are to, verse 18, rejoice always, give thanks in everything. That is God's will. You are to pray all the time. The word says unceasingly. When you know of something serious going on in your life or someone else's life, or you think right now about who do you go to? What do you go to when you find out about that news? Do you go to your spouse or a friend, or do you go to food? I know that's sometimes what some people do. And then there's other things that we go to, or activities to fill up our time so we don't have to think about what is going on. What do you go to when you pray? The first thing that should happen is that when you come up against something serious or even something good, to praise God, you are to go to the Lord. You are to pray. And if we were to do that, we don't do that, but if we were to do that, would we not pray more? And would we not pray unceasingly? And so Paul calls us to pray unceasingly. He also says, don't quench the Spirit. Refrain from indulging in carnal lusts and sin and affections, having your mind constantly on earthly things and not thinking of the things above. and Lord. Rather, we are to be stirring up the Spirit and complying with Him and not attempting to suppress Him. In the same vein, we are not to neglect or suppress the means of grace, the Word of God. The Word of God here and the Word of God in our daily lives and in our family. Rather, we are to be examining it carefully, making sure that what the preacher says is true. And if it is true, then holding fast to it. And finally, we come to the blessing of Paul, the benediction to the people. The promises that are towards God's people. Entire sanctification is the promise towards us. We will be sanctified. And preservation by God. He will preserve us in this life unto eternity. All of that, all of which God is faithful to bring about. He will do this. He will sanctify you and He will preserve you. Paul's not just blessing, giving a blessing for no reason. He knows that the God is who gives blessings is faithful to bring about His promises. May we continually come to this Word and pray unceasingly that He would give us faith to believe His Word and these promises.